Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released its first ever report on the health of refugees and humanitarian entrants to the country. It's analysed census data between 2000 and 2020 to find refugees are 60% less likely to report asthma and cancer than the rest of the Australian population, and 50% less likely to report chronic lung conditions and mental health issues. The Institute's Vanessa D'Souza says there may be cultural considerations for the underreporting, particularly relating to mental health.
We do know that there might be some self-report limitations when it comes to mental health conditions, so we do know that there might be a reluctance or a stigma attached with talking about mental health conditions, and that maybe accessing services might be difficult. So we do hope that it shines a light in some ways on some of the areas that could be improved on.
The report has found the community is 1.5 times more likely to die from liver cancer and is uniquely vulnerable to drowning deaths. Mr. Souza says the data shows more targeted water safety initiatives for refugees and humanitarian entrants may be required.
So accidental drowning deaths among refugee and humanitarian entrants were 2.4 times as high as the rest of the population. Migrants are at a higher risk of drowning in Australia, so there might be factors related to inadequate knowledge of water safety in aquatic environments and the lack of swimming and water safety schools.
She says the experiences of refugees prior to their arrival in Australia can have a significant impact on their health outcomes. Dr. Adele Modolo is the Executive Director of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health. She says while prior experience is a significant factor, especially for refugees from countries whose healthcare system is in crisis, Australia needs to do more to improve access to services and advice.
The main issues are really also located within the health system in Australia. Our health system is really complex and we don't have very sophisticated programs that support people to navigate the health system. And it also takes a lot of time to develop trust. Trust generally in the community when there is racism does make people question their sense of belonging here in Australia. All of that translates across to a person's trust in the health system or welfare system.
The report has found rates of antidepressant prescriptions and GP mental health management plans were far lower for humanitarian entrants, although refugee women are more likely than men to report on both markers. Dr. Modolo says women from refugee backgrounds are uniquely disadvantaged.
You know, a refugee mum who's got a couple of kids, it's very difficult for her to access the health system when, you know, she's not able to access childcare for those children. Still difficult in Australia to get an interpreter. And we have heard of instances of consultations having to be delayed. So a person who's booked her GP, the interpreter wasn't available to attend. She booked that same consultation again, and they weren't able to get an interpreter at that time. So she had to actually book 3 times with her GP before she could get an interpreter to attend.
Dr. Ben Harris-Roxas is a senior lecturer at the University of New South Wales, who has worked with the state's Multicultural Health Communication Service on translated, targeted health messaging for diverse communities. He says while strong public health messaging exists around early recognition of cancer and mental health conditions, state and federal governments can still do more to make sure health advice reaches all Australians.
There is a real gap in terms of the messages reaching, but then also being tailored to the needs of refugees, humanitarian entrants and other new migrants. And that really plays out most starkly in relation to this sort of preventive care arena. One of the things that I really love in what the Multicultural Health Communication Service has done is they've developed an appointment reminder card translation tool. So when people go to see a GP or an outpatient clinic and they need to be told of when their next appointment is, it is really cool but simple tool that translates what the service is, when your next appointment is, and how to access it.
Not all of the report's findings are negative. It has found that refugees were much more likely to report diabetes, kidney disease, stroke, and dementia than the general population. It has also found high levels of engagement with GPs, with around 9 in 10 refugees seeing a GP in 2021, with almost all of the sessions bulk billed. Dr. Harris-Roxas says in the face of a shortage of GPs who bulk bill, Helping refugees continue to access them is critical to improving their health outcomes.
GPs are really important because they often are health professionals who do consultations in languages other than English as well. So in Sydney, almost half of all GPs do at least some consultations in a language other than English. They're respected figures, and they're people from refugee backgrounds, but also other migrants in general, are very receptive to listening to.
Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.